He's got conservative icon Newt Gingrich campaigning for him.
Conservative Republican businessman John Cox has now surged to second place.
And he's lashing out at California's rising taxes.
But with liberals like Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, it's never enough.
Now John Cox has President Trump in his corner, proudly touting Mr. Trump's endorsement.
I look at his actions since he's been president, and I love most of what he's done.
Even though Cox admits he voted for Libertarian Gary Johnson, not Trump.
I didn't vote for him because I wasn't sure he was going to be a conservative.
John Cox is a wealthy attorney, accountant, and real estate investor from Chicago who ran unsuccessfully for Congress and senator in Illinois, even briefly for president, before moving to San Diego County. He made his first mark in California politics by trying to pass initiatives to create the neighborhood legislature, a legislature of 12,000 people, and to require lawmakers to wear the logos of their biggest donors, like NASCAR drivers, telling KCBS it was to expose how money is ruining government.
I have witnessed absolute corruption hurt our political system. And you can't deny that our system is built around corruption.
Cox wants to repeal the gas tax increase, repeal sanctuary state laws, and build President Trump's border wall. As owner of a company that manages apartment buildings, Cox would solve homelessness and the affordability crisis by cutting red tape that he says hampers business people like him.
We've got to streamline these environmental laws. We've got to, get rid of some of these regulations. We've got to make it so that there aren't massive lawsuits that hold up development.
Cox hopes the Trump endorsement will help consolidate Republican voters behind him, letting him go head-to-head with presumably Newsom in November. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.